Lesson 51 in the book of Matthew. Lesson 51. We left off in Matthew 16, verse 17 last week. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say it also unto thee, that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. As we left off in verse 17 last week, we also seen that the fact that when Jesus said, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood have not revealed it to thee. If flesh and blood did not reveal that Peter said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who revealed it to Peter? The Father, okay? The Father which is in heaven. So he got a direct revelation from God Almighty. And we saw also in lesson 50 the fact that we showed a comparison. Who else got a revelation from heaven? Paul the Apostle to the Gentiles. He did not receive his authority. He did not get certified. He did not get his message from any man on this earth. That means Peter, James, and John for all the religious people out there. But the fact that he got it from Jesus Christ, the risen. But we left verse 18. Jesus said to Peter, Upon this rock I will build also my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, what do you know about the foundation of the church? Foundation of the church, what is it built upon? You and I? Bricks and mortar? Who's it built upon? Jesus Christ. And the foundations of the Lord's church is that he is Christ. This is what he's telling Peter, that he is Christ, the Son of the living God, Israel Messiah. So who is the rock here? You got that, don't you? You know, there's people out there builds their church on something else, don't they? Let's look at this for a little bit. The Lord Jesus Christ is the rock. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. For some reason, they totally ignore what the Word of God says. That shouldn't surprise anybody, should it? When people just totally ignore the Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 3. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, see it big L-O-R-D, who is that? Jehovah, it's God. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Go to verse 15. So who's the rock? God, yes, Jehovah. Verse 15. But Jezreel waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly abstained the rock of his salvation. You seeing this? They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not. To new gods they come newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and thou hast forgotten God in his form that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see that their end shall be, for they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. You see what they're doing? They're totally ignoring God the rock. And as we saw this morning, the nation Israel in Romans chapter 9, they went after, they thought their faith was in the law of righteousness. Where was their faith at? There was faith in these other idols, wasn't there? Their other gods. They forgot about the rock. Go to verse 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they were considered their latter end. He should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to fight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up. For their rock, see that little R, is not as our rock. See the big R? Even our enemies there themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and their fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is poison of dragons, and the cruel vermin of asp. It is not this laid up the store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and all these things shall come upon them. Make haste, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock, in whom thou trusted? Which did he eat of the fat of their sacrifices and drank of the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. So you've got, even back there in the Deuteronomy, he's showing who is the rock of their salvation. It's God. But what did they do? They went after other gods and created other rocks. So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, he knows that he's the foundation. So when Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, Peter's acknowledging that, hey, here's the rock. With me? This is the rock. I'm not the rock. We found out a couple of lessons ago that Peter is known as a stone. Okay? Not the rock. Look at this. Go to Go to 1 Peter. But what does the Hebrew scripture say about the rock? Who's the rock is? What we just read. Okay. Amen. Go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. He's referring to the Lord. Verse 7. Look at verse 5. Ye also, lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, as it is contained in the Scriptures, behold, I lay a Sion, a chief cornerstone, elect, a promise, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Now, who is Peter saying the cornerstone is? Jesus Christ. All right? Is it he's saying himself is the stone? Look at verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Who is that he there? Jesus. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the stone, a corner. And the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. Who does Peter say the rock is?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, got that. Go to first. Turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that our fathers were under the cloud and passed through all the sea, and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did eat the same spiritual meat." This is, by the way, this is the first recorded baptism in your Bible. And they was baptized into who? Moses. And they did not get wet. Okay, this is the first baptism in your Bible that refers to a dry baptism. And that's why when you look at baptism, you use it as placed into, and it will fit anywhere in a Bible. When you come up to that word, you can see it and understand what it means, placed into. You're spiritual baptized today, you're placed into who? You're not placed into this church building. You with me? You're placed in the church. Verse 4. "And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was..." Now, who does Paul say the rock is? You see, everything's pointing back to who? Jesus Christ as a rock. Go back to Matthew. When you look at that, verse 18, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." What kind of church are they building here? Go to Matthew. Kingdom, spiritual church. Go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. Verse 42. Jesus said unto them, 21:42, "Did ye never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes." Don't you read the scriptures? Don't these people read the scriptures when they want to make things out to be what they want to be outside the scriptures? Look at verse 44. Well, 43 says, "Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but whomsoever it shall fall, it shall grind him to powder." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And John, look at John chapter 20. John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 30 says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." So the foundation of that, go back to Matthew, the foundation of the kingdom church is recognizing that Jesus is Israel's Messiah. You with me? And it don't have nothing to do with today. We're going to see some things hopefully in a little bit. And that he is the Christ. That's the foundation. Who is the rock? Who do you believe Jesus Christ is? Now, I know many of you, and I do believe he is the Christ. Amen? And he is the Lord. And he is Lord of lords and King of kings. We know that. And this is exactly what you see after this takes place in Matthew, is what you see in Acts chapter 2. Turn there to Acts chapter 2. The Pentecostal church is basing their belief on this. Look at Acts chapter 2. Well, maybe I shouldn't say the Pentecostal church, but you know where I'm talking about it. You know, they believe the church started there, but there is a... Well, let's look at this. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Peter's preaching there. And he says, after he's preached to them, he pricked their hearts. And Acts 2:36 says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. See, that's even the foundation to get into that church there, a kingdom church. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Verse 37. Now, some Bible versions don't have this in there. I can't imagine why, when you read it, why it even should be in your Bible. I'm jokingly saying this. Acts chapter 8, verse 37 says, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, some Bible versions don't have that in there. Well, do you think that would be a big to-do to have? Yes. But what, okay, so what he had to do to believe to get in that church, a kingdom church? Believe that who? Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Messiah. Now, one thing we need to, verse 37, one thing we look at, there's three churches in the Bible. Three type of churches in the Bible. You're in Acts? Look at Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 37. This is that Moses, which he said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. Now, who's he talking about? Raising up somebody that Moses is talking about. Lord Jesus Christ. And you should hear him. Now, you think about Moses. Wasn't he a big to-do? Oh, yes, he was. Oh, yes. Verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto him. They had the oracles of God. Israel did. That's something to have. But what kind of church was it? Church in the wilderness. So you had a church back here in the wilderness. Now, you have a messianic Jewish kingdom church, which Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, and Stephen was talking about. So here's a kingdom church. That's look at Matthew 8, well, we just read it, Matthew 16, 18. Upon this rock I will be my church. So there's a kingdom church. Then you have the church, the body of Christ. Wonder who that's with. Paul. That's Ephesians chapter 5 and Colossians chapter 1. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Well, look at Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at these. Ephesians chapter 5 and Colossians 1. Ephesians 5, verse 23. Verse 26 says, wife, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. See that authority? He is the Savior of who? He is the head of the what? Church. Go to Colossians chapter 1. I tell you, the more you get to studying the Bible, the more you see something about authority. And this book is the main thing about this book that I have, the Bible, it's about the authority of a throne over the entire universe. And its authority over, you know, in the universe and on this earth. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the what? Church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have preeminence. He is the head of the body. Can I share this with you without making anybody mad? You cannot find this anywhere other than Paul's epistles about Jesus Christ as a head of a body, a church. Now, you can find it about Jesus Christ, the king of a kingdom church, but nowhere in your Bible will you ever find, and I'll challenge you to show me, this mystery truth that has just been revealed to Paul for us members of the body of Christ. This is powerful. Because that tells me in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. God made a distinction in verse 1. And then he goes from chapter Genesis 1, 2 all the way to Acts chapter 9. His focus is on the earth. And as a kingdom on this earth. There's a prophesied kingdom in Daniel. And it was at hand in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it wasn't offered to Acts. But today in the body of Christ, that kingdom church is postponed. And then after the body of Christ is taken out of there and put in the heavenly positions, he goes back and the kingdom is established for this earth. Man, I know many of you know that, but some people just totally ignore that. And they have you part of a kingdom church that God is not doing today. It almost goes back to Deuteronomy. Who is your rock? Which rock are you following? See? Matthew 16, 19. Matthew 16, 19. We'll get through this verse. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt let loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Here is authorities. I will give you the keys to the kingdom church. Go to Hebrews chapter 2. And get Psalms 22. Hebrews 2 and Psalms 22. Hebrews 2 and Psalms 22. Hebrews 2, verse 11 and 12. For both he that sanctify and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Now, where do you read that at? Hebrews. What do you know about the book of Hebrews?
It's written in Hebrews.
It's written in Hebrews for a time period, ages to come. They're going to sing praises in a church. A kingdom church. Go to Psalms chapter 22. Starting with verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor adored the afflictions of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but he hath cried upon him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows unto them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, and shall praise the Lord that seek him, and your heart shall live forever. As I'm reading this, I'm going back to the fact in Matthew 16, what we're going through, what he's saying, hey, did I not feed you? Are you filled? Now you can feed people. See, everybody's going to get fed in that kingdom that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and follows that program. At the end of the world shall remember the and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Is that going on today? Even though Psalms was written a long time ago, wasn't it? And it's prophetically, and we're going to see this. Verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations. There's that authority again. Where is he? Where is the governor of the nations at? Don't he say he's going to set the governments on his shoulders? Isn't it Matthew that you're studying that he's the king? Would he not have authority and a governor of over the nations? Verse 29, and they that are fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All that they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. Now that's kind of scary, isn't it? These people falling out of that little rock, these people falling out of a religious system, they can't keep their own soul. A lot of people don't care. You ever notice that? It's me, I just want it right now. I don't care about tomorrow. And when you talk about the Lord Jesus Christ eternally, they're like, yeah, who are you? You serving your little paper God there. There is no God. I'm God. Verse 30, and the seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Thou shalt come and shall declare his righteousness upon a people that shall be born that he hath done this. That is a prophesied prophetic church, a prophecy that's going to happen. Future word. And they shall be born. Does that sound familiar? You shall be born again? Is that talking about you?
No,
it's talking about Israel. Man, you should have a rabbit trail right there from that right there, going to John 3, chapter 3, verse 3 and 7, when it says you must be born again.
Nicodemus.
Yeah, it's talking about Israel. It's a prophetic church, and the keys means giving authority and administration control that is given to Peter as a head apostle and to others. You have to have somebody in control, or at least seem to be in control. You know, everybody here can't be boss, can they? They can't. You got to have somebody in control, and Christ is setting up, go back to Matthew, Christ is setting up the administration of the church, the kingdom church, if you will, the kingdom church, whereby the apostles will be able to vote on issues and have a quorum that Christ will honor both on earth and in heaven. You think about this. He picks Peter, James, and John. We'll see that as we read through there. Why? The only thing I can think of, it wasn't that they was any better than the others. But if you think 3 and 4, you got 12, 4, 4, 4, that's 3 people that they're in charge of. But Peter's ahead of all that kingdom church. And they're going to honor it. Matthew 18, verse 18 and 20, 18 through 20. Verily I say unto you, Matthew 18, verse 18. Whomsoever ye shall bind on earth, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father's which is in heaven. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How many of you thought about that over and over and over, thinking, well, the Lord's right here right now. He's in the midst of it. Isn't he in the midst of you if you were saved anyway? All by yourself. You know, I'm not knocking this guy that's got kind of kicked off the A&E channel, and then he got back on. And he's talking about God was on his side. You know, that's why he's back on the radio. I'm thinking, isn't that sad? What about these people that saved and they endure? They're trying to do what's best and trying to do what this, like this ministry here, and we just can't get nowhere, it seems like. Is God punishing us? Is God not with you guys? You see how, you know, you could eat that up. You know, like, wait a minute now. God's not a respecter of person. And you're going to tell me that he put this guy back on the TV channel because God's with him? You see what I'm saying? But maybe two or three agreed. That's what you... Well, not two or three. You know what put him back on that radio station or TV station? Millions. Money. And that station was getting ready to lose everything they had. You know it. A great example of what they bound on earth and bound in heaven was a quorum. You got to get this now. A quorum and met when they chose Matthias instead when Judas. That's a quorum. They agreed. So Judas was replaced by who?
Matthias.
You know what some people actually says? That they gambled. And God didn't honor that. That's why Paul replaced Judas.
He didn't qualify.
He didn't qualify. We know that. In Acts chapter 1, verses 2. Go to, well, you know what Matthias, but get Galatians chapter 2. You want to see a quorum work the way God set it up in the kingdom program with Peter, James, and John? Some people totally ignore about this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the
circumcision.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What you bound on earth, they bound. And when they loosed that so-called Great Commission, that's what they did. They just let it go. The Great Commission that people want you to follow today, that they said, oh, you're a part of it. This is not the Great Commission. They just let it go. When they bound their hands and shook their hands, with told Paul to go to heathen, and they would go to the circumcision, you know what they just exercised there? Their authority that God gave them in this earth. And when I see that, I praise God because they did exactly what God told. What you bound on earth is bound in heaven. They made an agreement with that man that you go to the heathen and they stay with the circumcision. Go back to Matthew.
They didn't get a car.
They didn't get a car. They didn't get a, hey, they didn't even get a, what, a promotion. They got a demotion because God's no longer dealing with that kingdom church right now. They postponed it. I wonder if they're kicking herself right now.
No.
Money. Verse 20. Then charged he the disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Now you think about that. After all what Jesus went through, and he gave the authority to Peter, James, and John, or Peter, and it trickles down, he tells them, don't tell no man. You ever thought about that? Boy, I'd run out this door in a heartbeat sharing it. Hey, guess what he just did for me? You know why he did that? What do you know about chapter 16 that we've been reading? Was the nation of Israel accepting him? He was rejecting him. And at that point, it was too late for the nation of Israel to believe. Because what did we read? Hold your finger. Go back to chapter 16, verse 1. That's first that chapter. The Pharisees, also the Sadducees, came tempting, desire him that he would show them a sign from heaven. They're not going to believe it. Peter, you don't go out here and tell no man. You can tell the little flock because they're following you. With me? But they're not, it's too late. They totally rejected their Messiah and were in total unbelief. Father, we do thank you for so much in our life. We thank you for the things you've given us freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.